Good afternoon. Hello and welcome to Q&A with Terry A. about calcium bentonite clay, where we answer your questions. We have a few questions in queue today. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, and I noticed this morning the birds were singing and the flowers on my plum tree are just barely peeking through. And in the neighborhood, the redbud trees are in full bloom. So I hope spring is coming where you are, and with it, good health and happiness. We do have a few questions in queue. I'm going to slip over to our Q&A page and take those on. Robert from Melbourne has a question. Can calcium bentonite clay potentially cause intestinal blockages? The clay itself, no. It doesn't build little brick walls inside. When you drink the liquid clay and mix it appropriately, it's very slippery when wet. Now, different clays have different textures, but if you're taking the living clay and you mix it at the 1-to-8 ratio and you swirl it in a glass and you drink it, you will notice there's a coating left in the glass. And when you go to wash it out, it doesn't just rinse out. You have to take your finger and wash it out, and it's a little bit slick. So clay is slippery when wet, and there's no way it can dry out inside you. So it doesn't dry out and make little brick walls, particularly if it's hydrated correctly. Now, if you're eating the dry powder, you may be in for trouble because it's going to rob some moisture to hydrate from your body. But hopefully you're following the directions and taking it in the liquid form. What it does do is pull out old petrified fecal matter that's lodged in the lower colon. And in this cleansing process of pulling this crud out, that may stop up the lower tract. Now, 90% of the people who take clay notice they start having 3 good bowel movements a day. Then we have 10% who are constipated no matter what. So what I recommend is you go to the drugstore or the grocery store and get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets if you're in that 10%. It's not a laxative. Get the 250 milligram. You can take one morning and night or 1.5, whatever your body needs to keep your janitorial services working. And like I say, it's not like a harsh laxative. The body actually needs, most of the time, needs more magnesium anyway. So that's an easy fix for that. Why that 10% happens in some people, I don't know. The clay kind of meets the body where it is. And different bodies are at different stages. Plus, our diet and stress has a lot to do with it. Marianne in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Perry. Thank you for this call. Today, my 5-year-old male Lhasa Shih Tzu Bichon Cross dog, Toby, had emergency surgery last Thursday to remove bladder stones that were also blocking his urethra. Would bentonite clay be useful in preventing these stones, calcium oxalate type, from forming again? And if so, how much would I give him on his food, which I prepare? Thank you very much for your help. I believe so. We actually had a horse with a stone, a goose egg side stone in his bladder that was blocking his urination. And they started giving him the clay through a liquid clay through a syringe in his mouth, just squirting it in his mouth, and he'd swallow it back. And in 3 months, it dissolved the stone. They re-x-rayed. They could see it was getting smaller, and by the time 3 months was up, it had dissolved it. So I think if you give him a little clay on his food, you can either pour an ounce of the liquid over his food, or you can take some of the cleansing clay mask, about a teaspoon, and stir it in his food. We have people that give him about a teaspoon twice a day with each feeding. We have one person that if he doesn't put the clay in there, the dog won't eat it. He just sits there and looks back at the bowl and back at his master because he left something out. Instinctively, they, after the first time, they figure out it's going to help them and they like it too. So definitely I would get him on that. It's going to help him in other ways. It'll help rid him in internal parasites. His hair coat will get shinier. It just, like it helps humans, it also helps pets. So let's see if we have anything else coming in. Steve in Houston. There is a medical case where someone had bleeding from the colon. It turned out that they'd used too much bentonite clay internally, such that it had pulled some of the tissue away. There were also clumps of clay still attached to parts of the colon wall. The clay was super effective, but it seemed, as with everything, that too much can be an issue. What guidelines would you suggest for safe internal use and for detoxing? Would consuming extra water be important? Yes, consuming extra water. I'm concerned with the type of clay he was using and how he mixed it. You know, like I say, if some people put the dry powder clay maybe over their cereal or something, it doesn't get fully hydrated. I always like to mix the clay and water and shake it and get it in a liquid state about the consistency of chocolate milk and drink that. And that way you're safe from it doing this. I've never heard of anything like this. I guess it could be happening. I don't know how much he was taking. Generally, to start people off, I had to do a cleanse. I have them take 2 ounces of the liquid twice a day, and that helps cleanse the colon of the old crud. And like I say, our clay is slippery when wet. All clays are different and have a different texture when they're wet, so check your clays. When you look at them dry, they all look alike if they're the same color, but once you mix them and compare them side by side, you'll see a lot of difference. You want one that's clean, a creamy smooth and not a real coarse grain. Some of them are sand-like, and that may be what they were seeing in there. Anyway, I hadn't heard of that. Definitely, you want to drink water during the daytime just to help flush out the toxins that it's going to release. Always drinking water is good. Most of us don't drink enough. So I would start with the 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days. This is going to get rid of parasites and eggs they leave behind. And then you can back off and find your happy place with clay. Everybody's is different. It depends on your needs. You might want to get some pH strips and check your pH. You'd like your pH to be about a 7. If it's down in the 6s, kick your clay up a notch. I can generally tell when I'm over acidic, and I always just kick my clay up a notch. I will drink anywhere from 3 to 4 ounces a day. I like to drink a little bit before my meals, and that way it assures, if, particularly if I'm eating fish and things, that I'm getting rid of any mercury or arsenic or anything that might be potentially dangerous that's in the fish out before it goes into my body. So I hadn't heard of that. Thanks for sharing that information with me. Again, if you can find out what kind of clay they used, I'd really like to do a little research on that and find out what was going on there, because that shouldn't be the case. Normally, clay starts healing the colon very well. Thanks, Steve. All right, let's see if we have something else coming in. Takes me a minute to pull them up. Well, we don't have any questions in queue right now. I do have a couple of interesting testimonials that came in this week, and I wanted to share these with you. Now, this is how I find out how clay works with people. I've heard people get a little clarity when they start drinking the clay, but this definitely spills it out. I got an email from a young lady. She said, "Hello, my name is Chelsea. I'm in the 11th grade, and I'll be 17 next month. I started using clay, and I'm now about 6 days in, drinking 2 ounces in the afternoon and 2 ounces in the evening. I've already noticed a huge improvement in my hardest class, Algebra 2. I'm terrible at math, and so the equations look like Chinese lettering to me. It takes me 4 times longer than everyone else to pick up on it and be able to do the problems myself. But now, after the clay, I understand new things right in one day. My concentration and motivation in school has increased as well. I've been using the restroom daily. Ha ha! I always had a foggy feeling. I described it as a fog coating my brain that needs to be washed off. and I've already noticed a huge improvement, Chelsea. So there you go, right from the mouth of babes. I love it that she could tell a difference in how it affected her work and her concentration. We do know with autistic children that they are more focused and calmer. So a lot of times when we can calm the mind, we can grasp what's going on in life instead of with our head running with too many answers at one time. And again, here it is. She's one of the 90% that start having regular bowel movements daily. You know, a lot of people want to take clay capsules, and there are clay capsules out there. I'm very much against clay capsules because they've got to hydrate to be effective. And if you're not drinking enough water, when you drink the capsule, it goes to the stomach. If the stomach acid has to dissolve the little capsule, and there has to be enough water there. And even then, it's going to be a lump of clay. It's not going to be mixed, and you're not going to get the coating effect of it. So I'm always in favor of taking the liquid. If you have a really good quality clay, it should be virtually tasteless. It's a little bit earthy, a little chalky. But if you just hold it in your mouth, you'll notice it's just cold. It's not sweet. It's not sour. It's not bitter. It's not tart. There's literally no taste, just a little chalkiness. You swallow it, and there's that little chalkiness, and you take a sip of water, and that's gone. And drinking water during the day, is like we said, is very good. And I believe if you take it the right way, you'll get a lot of good effects from it. And I really thank Chelsea for that because I didn't know it would help with algebra. And we have another testimonial, but let me go over here and look and see if we have any more questions that have come up. Well, where is everyone today? This isn't spring break yet. I thought I was the only one that was unorganized today. I'm planning a trip to Tahiti, and I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm into packing and all excited. I'll be gone next week. We won't have a wellness teleseminar next week because I will be in Bora Bora or Moray or one of the other islands around Tahiti and taking a vacation that I have not had in many, many years, so I'm really looking forward to that. So let's go over here to this. This is an email we got just this week containing Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, I looked this up, and it's a disease that affects the immune system, and it attacks the myelin sheath around the nerves, and they lose sensation, and maybe their arms and legs or get a tingling and things. And I got this testimonial. It said, I started using your clay powder a few years back when a good friend from Florida gave me some for Christmas. It changed my well-being a lot. I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome just prior to using it, and I personally believe that it has helped me through that situation. I believe I had a good amount of toxins in my body which needed to be removed before I could start the healing process. I, along with my wife Beth, have owned and operated a business in which I believe I've been subjected to all sorts of chemicals and such. I became very ill with the Guillain-Barré, and I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. And my family and I wanted to get through this and still maintain my health. I was ingesting the clay daily, taking a clay bath 2 times a month, and I believe by doing these things, along with drinking high pH water, also the higher pH clay, that I have been on the right track with getting a handle on this situation. I want to say thank you. Throughout this event, I met many people in therapy and turned them onto the clay. I hope you don't mind. It's not too often that I come across a product that can change our lives, and yours does. My wife works at a community support program facility. A couple of weeks ago, one of the clients had passed away, and the staff were very discouraged by this. One staff member had broken out in what appeared to be hives from the stress of the situation. going to the hospital, they gave her medication and said it would have to run its course. I suggested applying the clay wash and the clay moisturizer that I had been given by you folks with my last order. She applied it as directed, and within 24 hours, it helped significantly. She, too, is now a customer of yours. I will continue to tell everyone about your product. It's the best wellness product I've ever used. And again, thank you, Scott J. And Scott lives in Wisconsin. And thank you, Scott, for that great testimonial. And, you know, that's the way it is with clay. It finds its way around the world. It makes friends and it builds relationships. When you find something that helps you, you want to share it with everybody else, especially when it's inexpensive and doesn't have dangerous side effects. So I thank Scott for that testimonial. And I'm going to flip back over and see what we have on our question pay. I hope we have some questions by now. Yes. Tram in Minneapolis. Explain how to remove facial warts around the eyes, please. Use the clay mask. It's the dry powder clay. Mix one part of clay to three parts of water. Shake it up. Let it swell and absorb the water, and then you should have the texture of chocolate pudding or sour cream, kind of a thick mud solution, and put it over the warts rather thickly and leave it on and let it dry. Wash it off. Now, when you wash it off, you need to rehydrate it, re-wet it, because it's going to be dry and coarse. So put a wet wash rag up there, let it get wet again, wipe it off, dry it, put it on again. If you can do this several times a day or at the evening or and on the weekends, do it a couple of times. It begins to dry them up and they fall off. Warts are caused by a virus, and clay draws viruses. So just using the clay mask, and I always recommend everybody drinks the clay just for common sense support of cleansing your system and getting rid of parasites. And when it cleanses that colon out, you're able to get more nutrition from the supplements you take and the food you eat. And so you begin to feel better, your skin gets a good healthy glow, and your overall wellness improves. It's just a support to your body. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself. And I thank you, Tram, for that one. I had a lady tell me the other day they had a plantar's wart on the bottom of her foot, and she would put a little poultice, a little patch of clay over it every day. It took a while, but it pulled it out and got rid of it. And those are very deeply embedded and kind of hard to get rid of, so stay after those warts. Heather from Wichita. My best friend had a baby last week. Is it okay for her and the baby, she's breastfeeding, to take the clay internally? Yes, it is. My daughter took it while she was breastfeeding. She took it while she was pregnant, and it was the first solid food my grandson ate. We used him as our model child for the clay baby for some photographs, and we have them lathered in clay, sitting naked in an infant seat. And he reached up and put his hand in his mouth and started sucking the clay off. And to that time, all he had was breast milk. Now, you don't really consider clay a food because it doesn't have nutritional value. It doesn't have calories. But he liked it and is still taking it to this day occasionally. It's very good for the baby, a new baby, when they get cradle cap and have that scaly scalp. Just washing their hair with it gets that scaliness, and it just washes off. A lot of times infants are born, they have little bumps on their face or their legs, just kind of where the pores haven't opened up yet. You can just smear a little on there, and they'll open right up and go away and go down. It's excellent for diapers rash. I've seen little raw bottoms, and you just smear the mud on there, close the diaper, and the next morning when you open it, it's just completely healed. It's really miraculous on that. So there's no harm. The clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's not going to affect her breastfeeding at all. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. So when you take it internally, it cleanses and detoxes you internally from the mouth south. Now, if you already have toxins stored in your body, then taking clay baths will help pull them out through the pores of your skin and get rid of the toxins that way. But there is no danger of it being absorbed into the body. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body, and it does work with through enzymatic action with the body through enzymes to create things the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So it's a support system for the body that literally helps the body heal itself. Nice question there. Thank you, Heather. Oh, there was another question there, and when I clicked approve on that one, it went away. Cheryl, can you help me get the... Oh, here's one, Steve in Houston. Here's a reference where a celiac uses a fourth of a teaspoon of Pascalite bentonite clay on a meal, and it neutralized any wheat, like a get-out-of-jail-free card for celiacs. Also, sometimes uses the clay in water. Have you heard of using the clay for celiacs or gluten-sensitive persons? I do have a person, my fitness trainer, has celiac, and she uses the clay and says it helps her tremendously. She's in quite a bit of pain and discomfort, and her kids are sensitive too, and they eat gluten-free, but she uses the clay as well, and so do her kids. So I have heard of it helping in that regard. So there you go. There you have it. Thank you for that, Steve. And you even sent a chat group there attachment. And I'm going to have to save that because if I go away from this page, when I get back, it'll be gone. Let me save this to another place, and I'll go in and look at it afterwards. All right. Cheryl, have you found the question? I accidentally clicked done on the bottom question. There was another question there, and they both disappeared. So I don't know if we can get that one back. If I haven't answered your question, if you'll send it again, I'll try not to hit that done click too soon before I clear the whole page. Let's see. I'm definitely taking clay with me on the trip. Anytime I go out of the country, I want my clay water. I already have my clay measured into an empty 32-ounce container. And when I get there, I'll just get a bottle of water and add to it and shake it up. And I'm going to be giving clay to everybody on the boat, so I brought some extra dry powder. And, of course, I have a mask, and I can just see myself sitting on the deck with my face covered in clay as I take my facial. And I'm very excited about having it with me. I love seafood, but I'm a little leery of some seafood, and you know, the waters in the Pacific Ocean may have the excess radiation in them now from Fukushima. But I don't worry about it if I have my clay to drink before I eat the fish. So I'm planning on using a lot of clay while I'm gone as I eat the fish, and that will be exciting. I'm going to mix up some clay and water in a little spray bottle and mist it on me. One time before I had a friend that did that, and she said she played golf a lot, and she would take the spray bottle, and one side of her golf cart was more exposed to the sun than the other, and she'd get one arm that was usually got burnt, and she misted the spray water on there several times, and it didn't get sunburned that day. So there again is a new use we got from a customer. And I haven't tried that one, but I like being on the beach. I don't like getting sunburn at my age. My skin has gotten more tender, and so I try to kind of protect it a little bit, but I don't like putting chemicals on my face, so I'm going to take my clay. you do know the very best detox there is to go get lathered in clay and then go jump in the ocean. It's just amazing what happens when you do that. You're getting extra pulling from the salt water in the ocean, and that you're getting the benefit of sun drying with the clay on you. Now, I will tell you, when it starts drying, it really pulls, and there's some places, you know, on the tender vitals parts of your body, your elbows, on your side of your thighs, and the back of your knees, when it starts drying, it starts itching. So take a little spray water bottle where you can kind of remist those areas when it's drying and pulling. But the sun will really energize the clay and the sun together pull out the toxins. Then go jump in the ocean and wash off, and you've got an extra dose of pulling toxins out. I think that's better than using an infrared sauna with clay. So there's a tip for today. Let me go back over to the Q&A page. You know, some days we get lots of questions, and some days we have very few questions. So it looks like today is a day for a few questions, and I forgot to set my intention this morning. I took the morning to sit on my patio and have my honey and lemon drink, and the birds were just, you know, I know it's spring is coming because the birds were just singing so beautifully. I just got serenaded. Little cloud cover, kind of cool, but not enough for really needing a coat. And then watching the plants starting to bloom and struggle to open those new buds and come out from their winter sleep. And I thought, I wonder if I'll have this, I wonder if they have birds in Tahiti. When I sit on the beach, will I be able to hear something besides seagulls? Do they have songbirds like we have in Texas? So I'm going to get an education on the rest of the world, and I'm sure I can meditate just listening to the sounds of the waves on the beach and looking at that clear, beautiful, unadulterated water, the Pacific there on those white beaches, and you can just see to the bottom, and it's such a beautiful azure blue. So as you can tell, I'm very excited about my trip, and I'll get off talking about it. I'd love to help and talk to you about questions. It seems like you kind of don't have any today for me. So I'm going to tell you to go out and get clayed for the weekend. Here's a tip for you. St. Patty's Day is coming up this month. And you know clay can stop a hangover. So if you embellish a little too much green beer before you go to bed at night, take a slug of clay and you'll wake up hangover free. If you forget, get that hangover in the morning, take a slug of clay and it'll clear it up and your head will get unfogged right quick. It's amazing the uses for this product. It just seems limitless. Doesn't work for everything, but it sure works for a whole lot of things. Thank all of you for tuning in today, and Steve, thank you for the research you did and shared with us. I want to investigate that a little bit more, and if you do know of where that that saying came that it caused a blockage in someone or pulled out too much or tore the lining of the colon or something, I would really like to find out what kind of clay they were using and how they were using it. You want to hydrate that stuff. Now, go get some clay and have a great weekend. Play and be healthy. Here's to your best health. Perrier signing out. I will see you in 2 weeks on the 28th of March. I'll be back and hope to have you some new stories about how to use clay. This is Perrier signing out, and have a good weekend. Bye-bye.